Your home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Welcome to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday morning, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. This program will be archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com about a half hour after the program. We welcome your input, too, at 659-3338 if you'd like to give us a call. Plus, don't forget the show will be replayed in its entirety tomorrow night at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 for Lebanon and Boone County. We'll get right to it and hand things over to Don Stock and Jamie Blacker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Huddle. Jamie's going to get lined up here in a minute, and with us today is head coach Corey Dunn from the Rossville Hornets. Corey, congratulations. A well-played basketball game last night, winning 50-45.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
Well, you know, I told myself I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, and that is I've been saying that this basketball tournament is going to be based on who draws Rossville, and because Rossville is going to have a fight in this thing. You're the two-time sectional champ. You're coming in to hold court, and I think that plays. I think all your kids have been involved in the basketball teams that were successful. They've been around. They understand it, and I think that's going to play a factor in tonight's ball game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our kids have been there. You know, really, there's just three kids on this year's team that had played significant minutes last year. You know, the last 2 years previously, we were coming in as, you might say, co-favorites into the sectional tournament. And this year, you know, two-time defending champs, but the pressure's really not on us this year. You know, they had two other schools pretty heavy favorites in this tournament. So, yeah, I think the pressure's been on the other schools.
Well, you come into the ball game last night, and the first thing that everybody noticed is that Austin Bray is coming in street clothes and an injured player, and everybody's like, there's a bench play now.
Yeah, yeah, that makes a big difference. You know, we don't have a ton of depth. Thankfully, we've been able to get a couple other kids some minutes toward down the later stretch of the season, so you know, Gabe Freeman came in and gave us some big minutes last night. He didn't play a ton, but when he was in there, really helped us out. We got in a little foul trouble there in the first half, and I think he had four of our 15 in the first half.
Well, Gabe Freeman was your leading scorer at halftime.
Yep. Yep.
So that kind of sets the tone of how tough it was for you in the first half. But you know what? I'll tell you what. The ball game started out. Prairie's defense, they were in a man-to-man, then they'd go into a zone matchup, and they were pressuring you guys from the very get-go, and your kids had a hard time dealing with that.
Yeah, you know, Prairie does a great job defensively of really not letting you reverse the ball, keeping you out on the perimeter, and you're constantly catching it out of position to really do much with it, and their back line of defense is really good at anticipating, and they're long. So really takes up those passing angles, and we did. We struggled that pressure out on top, really dictated us in the first half, made some adjustments at halftime, and moved some guys around, and definitely helped out in the second half.
Well, that's my next question. That is, you go into halftime, you were down 11, I think it was?
Down 11.
And adjustments had to be made. It looked like one of the adjustments that you made was you decided to come out in a full-court press and put some pressure on Prairie, and I think that probably turned the tail.
Yeah, I got to credit my assistant coach, Coach Skinner, on that. We had talked at halftime, and then I think it was 5-something to go in the third quarter, and I wanted to put it on, but I kind of felt like it was too early. We're not typically a pressing team this year like we've been in the last few years, but we've been effective in spurts, you know. Maybe it's a six-minute spurt or just doing it once in a while and had some success with it this year, but we haven't been able to do it for a long period of time. And I looked at him. He's like, I'm not sure if it's right. You know, one more possession later, he goes, put it on, coach, put it on. And that really changed the game big time.
Well, I saw a Luke Meek moment here in this tournament. And I know that a conversation that you and I had had was that, you know, Luke West at the beginning of the year wasn't playing like Luke Meek. But I'll tell you what, I thought that he decided that it was going to be on his back and last night, and he kind of took a little control, which was good, what you want to see out of your senior, right?
Oh, yeah. And you know, he's our veteran guy. You know, he's starting point guard for the last two sectional championships. And, you know, that was one of the things we moved him to point in the second half, and that definitely made a difference. But there were some big rebounds where he just went in and got it. And then when he got that and one there late in the game, I was feeling pretty confident about ourselves. And Luke doesn't usually show much emotion on the court. That's about the most emotion I think I've ever seen him him show after he got that and one. So, that was a strong move.
Well, player that came off the bench last night that probably played a lot of minutes, more than normal, is Jameson Cornell. And he played pretty well for you also.
Yeah, this was his first game back. You know, he'd been out for basically 3 weeks with a broken finger. You know, he had three screws put in his finger a couple weeks ago. But he finally got cleared to take the brace off and go full contact. So he was a little rusty, but, you know, without him coming off the bench there, especially when Luke got in foul trouble, he came in and gave us some big minutes and made some nice plays. Even there late, he got a big rebound for us.
Coach, we watched Clinton Prairie play Western Boone on Tuesday night, and Western Boone tried to do the diamond and one or the four and one on a chaser on Garrett McGraw. I knew that you weren't going to be doing that. You're going to try to man up. But at the beginning of the ball game, Garrett had a lot of open shots. What do you think was the difference there?
Well, one, I know he can shoot the ball, but really of late he's been most effective getting downhill, and we really didn't want to give up the drive on him. And honestly, we weren't expecting him to look to shoot it that early, that deep. And we were kind of in a zone there to start the game. And the way they started shooting the ball deep, we had to switch and stay in man. We weren't in a diamond and one or anything like that. But we were really trying to keep them out of the middle of the floor. But, man, they were lighting it up early.
So tonight you're going to play Carroll again. You played him really well at the Hive back in December. I think at halftime you were up one.
Yep.
And then kind of failed to show up the third period. But that was during the time that you said, hey, we have periods where we go dead. Haven't seen that in the tournament so far. What's the I know I'm not asking you to give away what it is you're planning on doing, but what are you thinking about tonight?
Well, you know, we've got to continue the toughness level that we played with in the second half into tonight. That first half, last night, we did not play at the toughness level that Prairie was playing at. They did everything they wanted to do. Didn't matter, you know, if it was offense, defense, rebounds, post-ups. But the second half, we were hitting first. And tonight, man, if we don't control the boards and we're not aggressive, it's going to be a tough one.
Well, we remind Bodie Bender a lot about the last second shot in the corner by Dale Real.
I feel for him on that, because that's a hard one to swallow.
Yeah. So here's my take on the night's ball game. You're the defending sectional champs. I think that brings a factor of what to expect into this basketball game. You've been there twice. You won it twice. And they're coming in remembering what happened to them last year. And I think this is going to be a classic game. I'm really looking forward to it. And I don't know anything else about the basketball game you want to talk about.
Well, you know, when you got rivalries in the tournament, you know, and just like last night, you know, that last night was a rivalry game, big time for us. You know, you can kind of throw records for sure out the window. Kids are typically going to come ready to play. It really comes down to just making some big-time plays, and a lot of times it comes down right down to the end. But tonight, you know, it's another rivalry game that it should be exciting. The place will be rocking and rolling. You know, the crowd last night was unbelievable. Both sides. I know us coaches, everybody was screaming, trying to communicate to the players, and there wasn't much. We actually talked about that going into that game in practice, how loud it was going to be in sectional, and I think only a couple of them really knew going into it how loud it was going to be.
Yeah, I got to tell you, there were times that we had to turn up our earphones because of the noise, and usually it gets blocked out pretty well, but it was very, very loud at Western Boone last night. Well, I tell you, you got anything, Mr. Blacker?
Well, congratulations on the win. You guys played hard. I talked to John Jacoby after the game. Of course, our kids played against each other for a lot of years. I think maybe the difference in the game is the Rossville kids are, you know, always show up at sectional time. You maybe weren't, you know, going the thing way you wanted in the first half, but it just kept creeping in there and creeping in there in the second half, and you got it done. So good luck to you tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up John. We had him come on at the end of the ball game because I know that him and Carl, they can really collaborate yeah. on basketball. And that's one thing that John had said last night was the fact that, you know, Rossville's been here. It means a lot, and they understand. And I've always felt that way, and I think the nice ball game is going to be closer than what a lot of people think. If you can keep it close, I think you have a shot at the end, and I think that's kind of what you have to do to just stay within single digits and make a run at the end.
We talked about it this week and last week. I think after you guys beat Westside, the percentages bumped up that sectional a little higher than Central Noble, Eastside, Westville. You know, they're all top 10 teams in the state. So we were the number one, you know, Western Boone was the number one rated sectional in the state for 2A for competitiveness. And I think every game's almost played out that way. They've all been pretty close.
They've all been down to the wire. Even when, you know, some teams have gotten out to a decent lead, they've crept back. You know, Webo crept back into it Tuesday night. And, you know, we got back in it last night after being down quite a bit. So, yeah, sometimes when you're coming from behind, sometimes all the pressure even gets put more on the team that's leading.
Yep.
And I felt like our kids finally started playing kind of with nothing to lose, and you know, made a big difference down the stretch.
Well, congratulations, man. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see you there.
Coach Corey Dunn of the Rossville Hornets, everybody, taking his team into a sectional championship against the Carroll Cougars, and I think we've got Bodie Bender coming up next, so we'll see where we go.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, and instead of what you came for, you found a phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. For help with drug use, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/knowtherisks.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
ProByte Computer Sales and Service in Frankfort has changed their name to just ProByte Computers.
Okay, I get it. ProByte Computers, just a computer museum? You just come and look at them?
No, they still sell computers. It's not a museum.
Ah, okay, they sell computers, but now if your computer's broken, you're out of luck.
No, still providing services for any computer problem. Just change the name.
I'm sorry, I get it. It's a computer museum that also works on computers, right?
Ah, forget it. It's just a name change. ProByte Computers. Find them on Facebook.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank Convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.